Here today, we are in the Easter period, and this is why we should always remember that still we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
但这段时间还是复活节期间，所以我们还是在庆祝这个耶稣的复活。我们总要记得他的复活。And also
today the church says about a very important miracle of Jesus Christ.
那今天我们这个所读的经文是讲到一个非常重要的，就是耶稣行的神迹。It
says it was a pool in Jerusalem. And actually, the water of this pool was making miracles. Because an angel was coming, but nobody knew the time. Maybe he could come now, maybe after a week, you know, different. And the water was moving, and the first one who was entering inside was becoming well.
那这个水为什么有医治的神迹？因为这个天使会下来摇动这个水，但是也许他今天会摇动这个水，也许下个礼拜或者是另外一年，所以没有人知道确定的时刻要在那边等待。然后第一个下去的人，在水摇动的时候，那他会得到医治。
Actually, it is important to understand, you know, that the grace of God grows not only by people, but also by things.
所以我们知道神的恩典不是只有临到人的身上，它会透过物质的传达。Many
Protestants, for example, brothers, they misunderstand, and they say, oh, you know, the Orthodox, they have holy objects, holy waters, holy icons, things like that. And they say these things should not be, they are idols, and they are not in the Bible.
那我们知道，在这个新教也常常批判这个东正教说，你看他们有这个所谓的圣水、圣油，还有这个圣像，那我们不应该来敬拜这些偶像。But
you see, here in the Bible, you know, the miracle was coming through the water.
所以我们可以看到，这个透过水来医治这个人的疾病。And
it is not the water itself, but the grace of God who was coming to this water by the angels, you know, so the water could cure.
但是我们知道，这个医治的奇迹，并不是说这个水有这个神奇的能力，而是透过神的恩典。那神的恩典是透过天使来搅动这个水，然后这个恩典在这个水中。And
today, you know, the church has places, you know, that really some holy people were there, or you know, some other holy thing happened. So we drink from this water which has the blessing of God inside to cure ourselves.
那我们知道，当今日还有这样一个圣地，还有有的地方，那它这个圣地里面的有水源，那它也是圣水，那有人喝这样的圣水，然后可以得到医治。The
grace of God, you know, it is not supernatural. In the Orthodox Church, we don't have natural and supernatural.
在我们的信仰中，没有所谓的自然与超自然的世界。This
is a Western division of the world, natural and supernatural.
这是西方的观念，所谓把事情分成两种，一种是自然的现象，一种是超自然的现象。For
the church, it is created and uncreated.
那在教会只有一种是被创造的，还有一种是非被创造的。
And the uncreated grace of God goes to the objects, goes to the things, goes, and then, you know, this grace will fade by different ways, and of course, this is helping us.
那我们就是知道这种不是被创造的，就是被神来自神的恩典，让我们领受这样的恩典。This
person who was sick, he was there 38 years, one life, you know.
我们知道这个人病了，他已经就是他瘫痪了38年。Obviously,
this person, you know, was very lonely because he had not anybody to care for him because he was paralyzed, he could not move, you know, he was proud, he had a dream. Because the others always somebody was worried in her kid.
那所以我们知道这个人是非常寂寞的一个人，他已经病了38年，他瘫了38年。那当然可能有一些人没那么严重，那当时水一摇动，他们可以赶快第一个进到这水里。那因为他的肢体活动不是这么方便，所以常常延误了。
So his you know, difficulty was not only that he was paralyzed, but also he was very lonely. He had not any friend.
那我们知道他的困难是并不是只有说他的肢体上的残缺，他还有另外一点就是他心灵上的孤单、孤寂，他没有朋友。
When Jesus Christ came, of course he knew. He went to him and he asked him some strange questions. Do you want to be healed?
那我们知道耶稣走到他面前，问了一个很奇怪的问题，说你想要得到医治吗？
You know, somebody would say, now what is this question? I mean, who does not want to be healthy?
那有人会说，干嘛要问这样问题？他躺在那边瘫了那么久，就是要得到医治。为什么耶稣问他说，你要得到医治吗？
But actually, many people don't want to be healthy.
事实上有很多人病了，他去找医生。
And they want to be in the misery.
那有很多人病了，他去找医生，人家问他要不要得到医治，他嘴里是想要，心里是不想要得到医治。他希望活在痛苦中。Some people, for example, they are used, for example, suppose that he's a beggar. He, I don't, I'm not against the beggar, of course, like, he likes finally this misery. This is why many times he doesn't want to improve his state. Go to find a small job, you know, and become better.
那我想到这个乞丐为什么会乞丐的快乐，而且乞丐他可以提高他的生活品质，可是他就不想要提高他的生活品质，他就想要停留在他那样的生活形态，他不想要改变。
And
actually, many of the psychological diseases is not that the doctor cannot cure. But it is that the people do not want to be cured.
那我们知道有很多人有心理上的疾病，并不是医生没办法医治他们，而是他们不愿意被医治。
And they pay the money, of course, to be cured.
那当然，他们自己拿钱付给这个医生，心理医生。
And the doctor, what he has to do is just overcome the resistance to treat them.
那这个人。
To allow to be cured, you know, they can be cured.
那这个医生他所做的帮助，就是超越他们所想的想象力来帮助他。如果他愿意，自己愿意得到医治，他就会得到。
Many diseases. Now it's not the time to say, okay, and abnormality is also this. Actually, it is that the people don't want to be cured.
那有很多这个心理上的疾病，当然有很多疾病也在这边一直来解说，但是事实上这些病人不愿意得到医治。Now, you know, this person, he said, well, I want to be cured, but I don't have any friend, nobody cares for me, so I cannot go inside and be cured. 那这个病人38年的人就说，我当然想要得到医治，可是没有人把我放进这个心里。Then Jesus Christ said to him, okay,
I feel good. Just take your bed and go home.
那这个耶稣就说，好啊，那你起来吧，拿着你的路去走吧。
Probably he had, you know, some very small thing, you know, just to be down, something like that, probably. And he was living there. And so suddenly he feels, you know, bothered. And then, you know, he becomes well. He took it and he continued to go home.
那他这个路子，这个犹太人的语言来讲，并不是像一个名字，可能是一个电子软件，力度很大。那可能他突然间觉得身体有力量了，他就扛着这个走了。It is very interesting why Jesus Christ said to him, he did not say, okay, go home, and say to him, just take this and go home. 那为什么耶稣不想说，哎，你 被医好了就直接回家，为什么他要拿着这个路子回家呢？
We could find many reasons, you know, but the most important reason is probably because this person, you know, was used to the misery.
那有一个原因，就是说他一生几乎都躺在这个路子上。 taking this now, this small bed, you know, was in prison for 38 years. And now Jesus says to him, okay, take it up now, just to remember, you know, now it's not this keeping it. You keep it. You have it here and go home.
那今天是为什么叫他拿了这个褥子走呢？因为他躺在这个褥子上38年，也就是这个褥子就好像是他的监狱，把他囚禁了38年。他对他拿起他，就是叫他记得说，这个已经不在囚禁里了，所以你可以扛起，拿了这个高高的，像这样，好像说你已经胜利了，战胜这个。
So it was part of the cure, the psychological, you know, healing. Changing, you know, the picture of the, his prison to be now his blood, he's going home with that throw away. But, you know, it is interesting in the gospel, this person, you know, seems that he was so happy that he forgot to find Jesus, stop him, say thank you, or anything else. He just left. But you know, it happened to be Sabbath. And according to the Jewish understanding, you know, it was a sin. So, you know, the only thing that they saw, instead to be happy, because they knew, you know, he was alive there. Instead to say, oh, you are happy, you know, you are well, just to be very happy, what they saw was the sin, that he was doing something according to their understanding, is illegal. And it is very important, you know, to understand, because many people, they do the same way. They don't pay attention to the main thing, but to the other, you know, bitter and small things. If I ask many people, you know, tell me about you, they will say to me what they cannot do. They will not say to me, well, I've done this, I am, you know, man, woman, good. They will say mostly the negative things, not the positive things.
你知道现在的人如果我问他说，告诉我有关你的事情吧。一般人他不会告诉我说他有多伟大、多好，会做很多事情。他会说，你知道我有很多缺点啊，这个我也不行，那个也不行。他就会讲这些话给我听。It's easy to say what they cannot do, but he cannot say what they can do.
And of course, it happens also to the many religious things. People who think they are religious, and they are mostly sick or atheists. They try to see, did in the church, for example, this candle is well or not? Did the priest do this well, or did the singer, you know, say with exactly, or he did some small mistake, and they forget. But here is the kingdom of heaven. Jesus is here, the angels is here, are here, the second presence is here.
所以很多人来到教会，他忽略了主要的事情。这主要事情就是神在这边，这个是神的国度临在这边。可是他们却是看一些小东西，说，哎，这个图可能不好，这个翘起来，这个唱歌的唱的不好啊，那这个祭司的服装这边哪里脏脏的，或是蜡烛这边又是太小太弯啊，或是哪里不好，他只会找这些 细微的事情来谴责人。
So you know, he asked them, well, the person who made me well told me to do this. So you got it, this thing. So I got it.
那这个犹太人就谴责这个贪了38年的人说你为什么做这样的事情？他说，因为医治我的人叫我做这样的事情。But
you know, he did not know who is the person who made him
well. 他居然谁医治他，他也不知道到底是谁。
And he told him something very important. Of course, he recognized him. He recognized him, that he was a member of his faith.
当然这个被医治的人，他也认得耶稣，因为就是他医治他，他当然看到他也会认得他。He
told him, well, you see now you are well. Be careful, you know, not to do sins, because something worse will happen to you.
基督就跟他说，你现在已经完全了，不要再犯罪。你犯罪的话，会有更不好的事情会发生在你身上。Actually,
you know, from this point of view, we understand that this person was paralyzed because of some sin.
所以我们可以从耶稣这一点的谈话中知道，这个人他贪了38年，他贪的原因主要是因为罪。
It's not that everybody who is sick is because he's sick because he's sin. No.
但是有一点要讲明白，不是说所有的病人他的疾病都是因为罪而导致的。But
you know, some people have this sickness that's sin, so that they can see themselves and then repent.
有些人的疾病是因为罪来导致的。And this is why he told him.
Some fathers of the church say, what if something worse can happen to him? What worse? What was the need? Some people, you know, some fathers say, probably because this person was one of the people who say crucify Jesus Christ after.
那有一种传言就是说，这个人就是耶稣在钉十字架的时候，很多人喊说，钉他十字架，钉他十字架，他就是其中的一位。Because
you know, we see, if we compare with others, when he saw Jesus Christ again in the temple, Jesus said, keep well, just well. The gospel does not say, he fall down, you know, to worship him, to say thank you. He was still a cool person.
那我们可以看到耶稣医治医很多人，但是他的反应跟其他人不一样。他并没有说很高兴他痊愈了，跪倒在地上，然后敬拜赞美这个耶稣。他并没有这样子的动作，然后就是很残酷的拿着东西就离开了。
We see others as Jesus, you know, cure. They wanted to follow him. I will go with you, you know, and they start to express gratitude, but this person did not.
那我们知道耶稣就
医治其他人，有的人就是说，他要来跟随耶稣，就是他的心很火热。Actually, also, you know, we see in the gospel that many people, Jesus did miracles, a lot, not all of the miracles that are written in the gospels. Trial when he was arrested. The gospel does not say that anybody came to say, this person is innocent. He cured me. He is good. He said this good thing. Nobody appeared.
那我们知道在耶稣这个他的很缓慢的传讲福音中，医治了多少人，喂饱了多少人，吸了多少血，讲了多少人好消息，在他钉十字架的时候，没有一个人站出来为他讲一句话。Today is
also, it's the Mother's Day, so I wanted to say a few things, probably not good. Of course, it's good that the people, they want to honor the Mother. And of course, you know, the church actually celebrates always the mother in the face
of the mother of Jesus Christ.
那我们知道，在这个教会也有庆祝这个耶稣的母亲。
And we, as an Orthodox, we honor her a lot because Jesus was accepted to be born from a woman.
那主要我们来这个有这个节日，耶稣基督他也是来尊荣他的母亲，因为他愿意接纳他，让他到成肉身。
And this is the ultimate gift that God gave to the woman to give birth to God, which is the ultimate gift that He gave to any human being.
那这样的这个完美的这个神的恩典，也是上帝给了这个妇女，就是玛利亚，因为她愿意献上她自己，所以神的恩典也能临到她。
In the Orthodox Church, the woman is not a priest. Because she has some job, much more, I dare to say, hard to give birth to members of the church.
那我们知道，妇女在这个教会中并不能成为一位祭司，但是他们有更高的职务，就是他们可以生儿育女，然后这个孩子可以成为教会的一个肢体。
Of course, there is no dogmatic reason. This is just traditional reason because Jesus is not.Make apostle and priest in his mouth.
那这个妇女不能成为祭司，这个并不是说这个一般的教育这样子讲，而因为是耶稣他这个选择十二门徒，十二门徒都是男性，他也没有选他的母亲来作为这个祭司。
But you know, see especially today how the woman is using the motherhood.
那我们知道，在这个他的母亲就这个母亲群中
，Many women they are killers.
那很多妇女其实是杀人犯。
Because you know they commit abortion.
因为他们堕胎。
And this is the worst crime.
这是最糟糕的一个就是犯罪的情形。
And then many of them they are very proud of it.
那有些人还沾沾自喜。
They go to doctors, and the doctors take a lot of money, just killing innocent blood.
那他们给了钱给医生，那医生就是杀了这个无辜。
For me, you know, many times to hear of the Mother's Day, it seems to me that it is a killer's day.
那我听到这个母亲节，对我来说就好像是谋杀日，母亲的谋杀日。
Because you know.How many young people, especially people who don't really believe in God, they just commit abortion for nothing, even for social reasons, even just to lose weight.
那有些人他堕胎，他根本就是他也不信神，他有时候一个观念只是想要这个塑身，他想要一个好身材，他只是就用这种理由来这个堕胎。
For me, you know, it seems to be very cruel because if I try to kill you, for example, you can defend yourself a little bit.
如果是说我在这边在教会中我要杀了我的人，至少你可以有防御能力，你可以来跟我对抗。
And but it is very, you know, very terrible to kill a baby, his own mother.
那特别是残酷的一个母亲自己杀掉她自己的孩子。
And You know, his soul exists.
那这个婴儿的灵魂当然还是活着。
Probably he has forever this, you know, regret. Mother, you killed me, not some enemy, not anybody else.
那在这个婴孩的灵魂中，他的记忆永远是不是我的敌人杀了我，是我的母亲杀了我。
And imagine, you know, these people. How after they can dare to be mother?I kill one baby, I keep another one. Even the Nazi, the Hitler, even he did not do so cruel things.
那我们知道，如果这个母亲她堕胎杀了一个婴孩，那她如果未来再怀孕，那她如何面对另外一个婴孩？她杀了另外一个，然后留了另外一个现在存活的。那即使纳粹也没有这么残忍，要来杀害他自己。
In the church, you know, we celebrate the Annunciation that the angel went to the Holy Mother and then the Holy Spirit entered to her and she had what? Jesus Christ, not just, you know, some small flesh which become Jesus Christ, the Son of God, after some years of when she gave birth.
那我们知道，当这个玛利亚怀胎的时候，她这个怀胎的时候，她一开始第一天，立刻怀胎的时候，就是这个圣子耶稣基督，而不是只是一个血肉重新慢慢过了岁月之后才成为这个耶稣基督。And
we see also from the Bible when Maria went to visit Elizabeth. Her cousin Elizabeth was pregnant also a little bit before. So John, who was inside his mother's womb, bowed to the other baby, who was also inside Maria's womb. They both were, you know, human beings. They had consciousness and they had also the grace of God. So he was a prophet from inside his mother's womb.
那我们知道，刚这个玛利亚怀胎的时候，她去看她的亲戚伊丽莎伯，那她在她的母亲的胎中，然后她知道这个玛利亚怀了这个耶稣基督，所以她在她母亲的胎中就是来跪拜，来赞这个耶稣基督，因为她的恩典已经到她，我们知道这个施洗约翰他将来生出来之后，他也是一位先知。So
you know, I could say a lot, but I don't want to take your time. Only, you know, this is why some person confess to me first time. You know, I always ask, because people ask me, they want to value to think and forget if you make any abortion.
那就是有人，我跟我告诉你，尤其是第一次告诉的时候，我会问这样的事情，因为有些人他不想要提这一件事情，他想要把它深深的埋在脑海里，永远不提。And
actually, you know, I say again, even if they hide inside themselves, even if they say, oh, it's just nothing, it's a piece of human flesh, they cannot really hide. In the night, when they are going to die, these souls, they will appear and say, why, Mother, you hear me?
对他们来讲，也许是一块肉，但是它是没生命的。事实上，它是有生命的。所以，当你在睡觉的时候，夜晚的时候，这个婴孩会跟你讲说：“妈妈，你为什么杀了我？”
And actually, there's no need. I mean, if somebody does not want to keep the baby, give the birth, then give it to the hospital, to some kind of, you know, organization, and this. Okay, good. Don't be a killer.
如果你真的不想要这个小孩子的话，让他生出来，给一些很多机构，有很多人没办法生育，有很多人想要小孩，但是也不要当一个谋杀。Okay,
I don't want to say more. Thank you so much for coming. We have a little bit food here, and pray to God our church to grow and continue. Amen.